Hey, greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. So anyway, it is June 30th, the last day of June. Thus, this is the beginning of the, it's only Thursday, but I have a 4-day weekend. So it's the 4th of July weekend for me. Totally amazing. So awesome. Anyway, I went today and I went for a walk down by the fountain, over the bridge and through the woods and yeah. Which I've been doing every day after I get off work, to get a tan on my legs, and, watching the homeless people and the junkies and, oh my goodness, and I haven't had any pop in the last, 2.5 days, so I've been trying to kick the caffeine habit, which I'm doing really good. I've been drinking a lot of water and tea. I'm amazed. I wonder how long it'll last. But anyway, the fountain. I sit along the cement wall and I lay out there, kind of sit there listening to my iPod and texting some people. And oh, forgot, honey, I'm sorry I missed your birthday yesterday. Happy birthday. And just enjoying the quietness of my own mind along with listening to music. Does that make sense? And you ever notice that the people that shouldn't wear certain clothes are the ones that do? People that should be modest about their body are usually the ones that are not. And in this fountain, people tend to, when it gets really hot, you know, jump through it. And there was this woman there with like a bikini top, and she had really small shorts on, and the crack of her butt was showing, and would run through, and her belly that was hanging over her shorts would still continue to move after she had stopped. And her friend, I don't know if she had panties on her swimsuit, but that was riding up her butt. The man that they were with was just sitting on the cement wall, just playing with his phone or something, I don't know. And he was getting a nice little sunburn on his back, didn't have a shirt on. But he was quite older looking. But I could tell that they were all together because they were sharing cigarettes and stuff. And this girl had these like blotches all over her legs, and her knees were really super red. And ugh, why can't the sexy people go out there and jump through the fountains? I'm sorry, I love looking at the guys that do road construction that look really hardcore, you know. They're just out there working, and they're dark, and they have the sunglasses on, and they usually have, you know, the hat. There's certain men that just wear that very well and very muscular because they're working. And I want those guys to stand there in the sprinkler and and then my mind wanders and I go, ooh, isn't that soft porn then? Even if the beautiful blonde woman or the blonde brunette with, you know, she's out there running through the sprinkler, I think that's soft porn. But what I saw today just made me want to vomit. And it's always the big women. I'm not saying anything against it, but it's just like, oh my gosh, it's always the heavier women that should not be getting wet with their t-shirts on. It's not attractive. It's just me. Am I a bad person? I don't know. I'm just telling you, I want a nice looking man, you know, with the nice pecs and the glistening sweat and, you know, just the yellow neon vest and dirty jeans and the work boots. I don't know. Call me twisted, but there's just something sexy about it, you know? But anyway, then I went about my business. I went walking. And I love watching people walk. I love being downtown during the noon hour, watching suits and watching everybody sucking it all in. It just makes me high. Okay, enough said. Gotta go. Running out of time. Tick, tick, tick. Later, Nis people.